Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. It's Monday, a new week, and so we start off our weekly rhythm that we follow every week by introducing the topic that we'll study this week. It's part of our series called Jesus Is, where we're looking at some characteristics of Jesus through some of the key stories, particularly from his life that we've learned in the New Testament. We're a community of people who are busy, and many of us commuting. And so what we do is we have a weekly rhythm we follow to keep us in sync, learning the same things at the same time, even if we're not all together in one place. So every Monday we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday we study that in the Bible. Wednesdays we see how that changes and transforms us. Thursdays we try to apply and live out what we've learned. Friday is our day for prayer and reflection. Saturday is a day for rest. And Sunday is a day for community, and especially Christian community. That's why we started a brand new Christian community. It meets in Ajax every second Sunday. It's called Redeemer Church's Family Room. We call it that because people of all ages worship and learn together in one space. For more information, visit redeemerajax.ca. I certainly hope you can join us if you live in the area. Now this week we're looking at Jesus as a teacher. And I was thinking back to some of the teachers that I've learned from over my lifetime. And in university, I recall a physics professor that I had who I remember him being a kind and helpful man who was good at teaching concepts and also at walking people through practicing those concepts in the lab as well. He was heavily involved in the Sudbury Neutrino Observatory. And in the university I went to, had invested a lot in work at the Sudbury Neutrino Observatory. Well, he wasn't the only one. There were all kinds of physics professors who were involved, supporting one another in that work. And it came up all the time. It was in examples, in assignments, in exams. It was illustrations on the board. We were constantly learning about the Sudbury Neutrino Observatory, to the point that it almost just became familiar. You know, of course we knew what was happening there. Of course we knew what they were learning, what they were trying to accomplish there. And it just became very familiar and everyday to us. Now I should stop and explain to you, the Sudbury Neutrino Observatory is an underground observatory, way deep underground in a mine in Sudbury. And what it's trying to do is detect and figure out the mass of neutrinos, which are these elusive little particles that come from the sun. And normally there's just too much interference, you can't measure them, which is why they have to go so deep underground to measure neutrinos and figure out exactly how they work. Well, the point of this isn't really to tell you how neutrinos work, but to talk about teachers and the impact they can have on us. That professor, I was reminded of him this year because he actually won a Nobel Prize for his work at the Sudbury Neutrino Observatory. And I was reminded of him and what kind of a professor he was, what kind of a teacher he was. He was a good teacher. He was a good teacher in the lab and in the classroom. But clearly he was more than that. He was also the authority. He was the source of all this learning. He wasn't just reporting like the others were on what was happening deep, deep underground. He was actually there. He was actually doing the work. He was actually one of the main sources of knowledge about neutrinos in the world. Might be why he was such an exceptional teacher. He wasn't just studying this stuff from a distance. He was actively involved. This was his material, his knowledge that he was giving to us. We were getting it directly from the source. Well, this week we're going to be studying a story where Jesus showed himself to be a teacher, yes, but much more than that. He showed himself to be much, much more than just a great teacher. And that's a good thing to understand because lots of people in our world will talk about Jesus having been a good teacher, but not much else. So we're going to see one story, there are many, but we're going to look at one story where he taught, but it wasn't all that he did. He showed himself to be much, much more than a good teacher. So we'll look at that through this week. But first, I've got something I want you to discuss with some friends, family, neighbors, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who you can form a little discussion group with. What good teachers do you recall in your life? Were they ever more than just a good teacher? What made them that way? We'll have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow as we read the Bible together as one community in sync. Have a great one. Bye for now.